Well, this part of the program brought to you by America's Farm Market, Patriot Foods. Find the best meat, produce, and products. All 100% made in America. Patriot Foods now offers lots of organic options, including the best fruit and veggies you can find. So if it's organic you want, Patriot Foods has you covered. If you're looking for the highest quality meat, Patriot Foods offers low-line Angus beef, Berkshire pork, which your family will love and they'll thank you for it. You have to look out for each other these days. We have to look out for the American farmer. That's why Patriot Foods was created, to make sure you could buy the best products from the best people, American farmers. With new sales popping up almost daily and a selection that can't be beat, maybe you should visit PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com. Use the promo code Gruber. You'll save another 10% right now. So stop by America's Farm Market at PatriotFoods.com and use that promo code Gruber. Save 10%. Thank you for supporting America. Straightforward now to our next guest. Michael Buschbacher is a partner with the law firm Boyd & Gray PLLC. He served in the Justice Department's Environment Division. And Michael is joining us now to discuss something we need to talk about, and that is EVs. Michael, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you here. Look, brand new report out there, not surprising to me at all, showing that EVs create more pollution, more problems, more particulate in the air than do gas and diesel-powered vehicles. And the reason being in this report, anyhow, is that, well, for example, a pickup truck weighs 6,000-plus pounds when a gas version weighs 4,000. That means tires and brakes get chewed up faster. They put all that stuff in the air. They're terrible for the environment, aren't they?
Well, you're exactly right. They do put out significantly more pollution. And what drew my attention to this was that the EPA in California, in their push to mandate electrification of our vehicle fleet, when they model emissions, they treat them as having exactly the same particulate emissions. And they do this precisely so they can put a thumb on the scale in favor of electric cars and trucks. And what's truly outrageous to me about it is they have no basis for that. So if you actually look at the regulatory filings that California has put out there, they say that it would be speculative to assume that car makers won't equalize the weight of these vehicles in the future. But that's backwards. The speculative thing is assuming that the difference is going to be made up. There's about a 15 to 30% greater weight for electric vehicles because the batteries are less energy dense than liquid fuels. And so you have to put more in the battery there. And that weight, as you point out, can be a huge difference. And so it does chew up tires and the brakes.
Well, and that's just by the time we get them on the road. Michael, by the time we get them on the road, there's already trouble because you've already had to do strip mining in the Congo, strip mining in Afghanistan using child labor, you know, that's getting paid $2 a day. It's horrible for the environment. These places are toxic. The way that they do things in Congo, trust me, it doesn't follow the EPA regulations we would follow for a mining operation in America, does it? I mean, from start to finish, creating EVs is about the most destructive thing to the environment that you could imagine, isn't it?
I mean, you're right to point out the mining. I mean, these are the line they use is they call it artisanal mining.
Which means they have no tools, which means on their hands and knees with bloody fingers. That's what that means.
That's right. It's literally 8, 9, 10-year-old kids being abused, digging underneath their house.
That's right. The problem is people see artisanal. They think, oh, I saw that on bread at the supermarket. That's the really nice bread. That's not the same damn thing, right? I mean, that's why they do that, because people are dumb. Anyhow, go on.
No, you're absolutely right. And it's an outrage, and it's really a horrible system that we've built, where we have this pollution offshoring approach, where if we, you know, put it somewhere else, we feel better about it. And I think that's certainly not how we should run our system. And I think, I don't know why the folks who want to push EVs are so enamored with them, but it's really gotten to be the girl everyone wants to take to the prom this year, at least among liberals and progressives.
And not even liberals and progressives, because if that were true, you'd have more than, what do you have, like 3% of the cars on the road are EVs. Nobody's buying these things. And the only people that can afford them, honestly, are, you know, these elitists in California and New York. But they have another problem to do with the EV manufacturers. BYD, Chinese-made electric cars, are going to come into America for $14,000. that are built in Mexico so they can get around the tariff issue. I mean, it's getting gamed every step of the way. Plus, let's go to the next part of the problem. Okay, so mining is a problem. Particulate matter from tires and brakes and other things are a problem. Plus, it breaks down your roads because you have these heavy vehicles beating the crap out of your roads every day, right? And then when the battery packs die, you can't just, you know, take them off to the dump because they're full of contaminants, heavy metals, and poison. So then you have to recycle them, for which we have no system to do that either. Do we, Michael?
No, we're very well, we're very far behind on all that. We don't have a good plan for it. We don't have the capacity to recycle these things. So it's a big pollution problem on the back end as well.
Yeah, and the Biden administration wants to make electric tanks. Did I read that right?
Yeah, they want instead of focusing on lethality of our military, they want to meet their green goals. It's a form of unilateral disarmament, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, we're disarmed intellectually, obviously, because we have a bunch of people that believe all of this about climate change, right? I mean, the medieval warming period was significantly warmer than anything we've seen recently in this country or globally. The medieval warming period also produced a lot of food and prosperity globally. I mean, but don't let that get in the way of our conversation, right? This is all about controlling people, is it not?
That's the heart of it. And, you know, if you were really serious about reducing carbon emissions, electric cars are about the worst way of doing it. If you look at a cost per ton for reduction of CO2 in the atmosphere, electric cars, even on EPA's own estimates, are just a terrible deal. There are so many better ways to increase efficiency and reduce emissions.
Yeah. How about little turbo diesels and everything that are clean? How about that? Energy density matters. Michael Buschbacher, I got to leave it there. You come back anytime because what we're talking about is important. It has long-reaching ramifications for this country, and none of it's good. The Democrats are leading us down the wrong road. Every damn road that they've got us on is wrong, including the road to the EV disaster. Michael, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
All right, still to come, Congressman Tim Walberg will weigh in on the State of the Union mess last night and jacked up Joe. I'll be back.